Warm temperatures, that's the story this week, with record or near record highs each day all the way into the weekend. There will be a subtle wind shift on Saturday. More on that in a minute. But otherwise, this is nothing less than really a wintertime heat wave. Now, obviously, it's not truly as hot as it's going to be in a few months when the humidity is also involved and is very high. Feel-like temperatures won't be much different than air temperatures this week, so we've got that going for us. But a long stretch of 80-plus degree temperatures and trying to get close to an all-time February record high temperature. I talked about this last week. It's 89, and that is our forecast for Thursday. But obviously, it wouldn't take much to get to 90, and that would be the earliest by weeks of our earliest 90-degree temperature that we've ever had in Jacksonville. The average is 70 now. We have reached that plateau, and it should be starting to warm up this time of year. But obviously, this is relatively extreme, all things considered. So far this month is the 10th warmest on record. So we've entered at least the top 10 warmest in our records. Go back to 1871 for Jacksonville. But given what our First Alert 7-day forecast is and looking on beyond the next 5 days, all indications are each day is going to be above average. So I would expect us to easily maintain top 10 status for this February as far as the warmest on record and likely cracking the top 5. So if you like the warm weather, it's great. And if not, well, just you can take solace in knowing that our feel-like temperatures won't be any worse than the air temperature. High today, 83. The record's 86, set just 3 years ago. Tomorrow, 85. The record is 87, set also 3 years ago. Thursday's forecast high is 89. That would easily break the record of 85, set in 1962. Friday, 87. The record is 88, set in 1962. And Saturday's high temperature, 83. The record is 87, set just 1 year ago. A little bit of a wind shift on Saturday. Winds out of the southeast. That's not really a cooling wind so much for inland areas, but it will be for the beaches where water temperatures are still only between about 60 and 65. So it will keep the beaches a little bit lower on Saturday, while inland areas will still reach into the 80s. And Sunday, we go right back to a wind out of the west, which will be a warm wind again across the area and likely record temperatures again by the time we get to Sunday. The big story in the pollen department is oak pollen. We've peaked with our pine, so it's oak now. That's a lot more troublesome for many more folks with allergies, so that's going to be a thing for the next few weeks, but if as long as it stays warm, oak season could potentially, you know, we might move through this relatively quickly over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, which would be good, I guess. And our wildfire risk is something to consider now. The rain on Friday, as expected, wasn't very heavy, generally less than a quarter of an inch, in many cases less than a tenth of an inch of rain. We had the good soaking the weekend before, but we're now coming up on 2 weeks without significant rain anyway by this weekend. We've had, of course, a major freeze at Christmas. We have a lot of dry vegetation. And now temperatures that are unseasonably warm at low humidity. So that's something we'll be keeping a close eye on, will be the wildfire risk in the coming days. And this is something to be aware of. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.